Catholics in Kansas City are still reeling from news that their bishop, Bishop Robert Finn, and their diocese of Kansas City St. Joseph have been indicted on criminal charges related to the sex abuse scandal. Finn is alleged to have known that Father Sean Rattigan had sexually explicit photographs of children on his computer some months before reporting to police. And in spite of the alleged knowledge, he still allowed the priest to spend significant amounts of time with the children. As Laura Ziegler reports, the case has divided local Catholics.
Kansas City's Catholics, like Catholics worldwide, have become accustomed to hearing about what's now commonly called the sex abuse scandal. But when their own bishop became the highest-ranking member of the Catholic hierarchy ever to be indicted on criminal charges of withholding information about a priest accused of child pornography, Laura Hines said it was shocking and very personal.
It's our family and it's our children and it's our home and our bishop and our faith and our church, and I don't like seeing it all over the news.
Ms. Hines and dozens of others knelt in the shadow of elegant stained glass windows at Our Lady of Good Counsel Church in Westport for midday mass. Angela Camacho and her five young children folded their hands and joined Monsignor Blassett in prayer. After the mass, Camacho said of course she sympathized with victims of child abuse, but she believed the bishop did what he thought was right. She worries others won't.
You know, I would like to hope and pray for perseverance for those people, but I know that will affect a lot of people, and a lot of people might make decisions that I wouldn't necessarily make, and we might lose a few people because of that, and that's very sad.
The 98 parishes and missions in Bishop Finn's Kansas City St. Joseph Diocese cater to some 34,000 Catholics. Families have lived here for generations. They know one another's parents, grandparents, and cousins. Many homeschool together. The community, even families, have been divided in their response to the indictments.
The church isn't Bishop Finn. The church is Jesus. And Bishop Finn has nothing to do with that.
Feisty and fiercely devout 78-year-old Susie Evans sees the charges as part of an endemic lack of accountability within the diocese, but it will not keep her from Mass.
I enjoy going to Mass, and I go to Mass often. It's peaceful, it's quiet, and it gives you something to think about. But it doesn't have anything to do with these people here. They're dishonest. They're morally corrupt.
But for Ms. Evans' daughter, Susanna, it's not that simple. Her ambivalence toward Catholicism began as a Catholic schoolgirl. This latest scandal, she says, confirms why she's drifted.
There's too much power and there's too much control that goes on. I've found it really bothersome, and I haven't been able to reconcile that in a way that my mom has.
75-year-old Kay Goodnow says she'll probably never reconcile with the church and probably never go to Mass again. Molested by her priest as a teenager, she didn't tell a soul for some 45 years. After struggling with alcoholism and psychiatric problems, she eventually came forward and was one of 48 victims to divide a $10 million settlement with the church. She was delighted, she says, when the indictments came down.
I kept thinking, oh, it's wonderful, it's wonderful. We were waiting for it to happen, and it finally happened.
Facebook pages and the blogosphere are dripping with both vitriol and adoration for the diocese and Bishop Finn, who has denied any wrongdoing and has not spoken out publicly. Catholics in Kansas City told me many times the indictments have not affected their relationship with God or the Holy Trinity. That's the bedrock of their faith. It's a faith that allows them to forgive and move on. But it's been harder for some than for others. Liz Michelon and her husband Brad have not been back to the parish church or their daughter's school since they learned their priest had sexually explicit pictures on his computer. Liz Michelon cries regularly for her lost community, but she feels these times are testing her and her fellow believers.
It doesn't make it okay just to go, we believe in our Catholic faith, we need to forgive. The point is, what would Jesus do? He would want us to take action so that we never have to doubt, do I trust them? We should never have to question that.
Bishop Finn continues to deliver Mass at the gold-domed Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception. He faces a maximum penalty of a year in jail and a $1,000 fine. The charge against the diocese carries a maximum $5,000 fine. Their next court appearance is scheduled for December 15th. Laura Ziegler, KCUR News.